You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And I welcome you back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Friends, I thank you. I welcome you to this radio program and podcast where we take 15 minutes a day and go through the Word of God. We let the Holy Spirit lead us, hence the name of this program, WGOD Radio. If I had a radio station, this is what it would be called, because I know the secret and I share it with you, and that is God is always broadcasting. Are you tuned into His frequency? Well, we're tuning in right now to His frequency. Lord God Almighty, we praise and exalt You today. We praise Your holy name. Lord, we tune into Your frequency. That is Your word. We listen for Your voice where we know that You speak. Speak to us now. Lead us, guide us, speak to us. Fill us today with wisdom, with mystery, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of Your word. We're all ears here now today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, help us to be doers of Your word, not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're in Acts chapter 2. We're going to pick it up where we left off in our last program. Then you're going to hear something I preached here just a couple of weeks ago. We're going to hear a couple of my Sunday sermons. We're going to hear the fullness of the Gentiles, and then we'll hear this mystery of iniquity, or the mystery of lawlessness, really. Anomos. We're going to look at those two here coming up. But in the meantime, here today, we're looking at the foreknowledge of God, actually, and the sovereignty of God. For more information on this ministry, I encourage you and invite you to go to WGODradio.com. That's my website. You'll see a lot of great information. At least I hope it's great on there. I see on the front page here, what is WGOD Radio? There's a little description of it. There's a couple links on here, email to contact me, our Facebook and Twitter page. There's also a link that says prior broadcasts. If you click on that and then click on another link under prior broadcasts, it'll take you to over 5 years worth of radio programs, sermons, Bible teachings, a couple blogs. That's all available at my website, WGODradio.com. Another website is MajorityText.com. I'm a Bible translator. My Bible is available for you to peruse and view or to purchase if you want as well. Amazon is the publisher. The Bible is called the EMTV. That's the English Majority Text version of the New Testament. It's a New Testament Bible taken from the Greek Majority Text, which I believe is the closest representation you'll ever find to the original autographs as spoken by God. I know that's a bold statement, but I believe that. Now, don't get me wrong. I didn't say my Bible translation is that. I'm saying the Byzantine Majority Text, that is a Greek text that's taken from the majority of every Greek manuscript found from all over the world. For more information on that, if you're interested, give me a call here sometime at 321-632-1000. I'd love to share some more information on Bible translations. Maybe you're wondering if your Bible is trustworthy. For more, you know, that reminds me of another thing. I just read this story about how some homosexual was suing Zondervan. Now, I know this actually was 7 years ago. It's been circulating this week. It's an older story. But still, I think these guys were just a little bit ahead of their time. I expect a lawsuit like that to happen again soon, and I expect them to win this time. And to have the Bibles omit certain things, or to just ban and outlaw the Bible, this is what I expect. This would not surprise me for Bibles to be changed or Bibles to be banned and outlawed. Well, they change Bibles all the time anyway. But it's funny, the King James Version is not copyrighted, you see, so there's no one to sue. You know, you can't sue Shakespeare today because he's dead and his works aren't copyrighted. You can't change the King James Version Bible. There's no one to sue. You can't sue Zondervan. You can't sue Thomas Nelson. You can't sue the Lockman Foundation, the owners of the copyrights of these translations. Who do you sue with the King James Version? Who do you sue? It's one of the reasons, amongst many, that I love the King James Version Bible. It's in public domain. You can't sue anyone, and you can't change it. It's 404 years old. You can't change it. It's still around today, and you can't sue anyone over it, and you can't demand the words be taken out of it because it's been around 404 years. You can't change it. Friend, whoever you are, you can't change it. You can try to change it, but it's 404 years old. You ain't going to change it. I suggest that you change. Instead of trying to sue people to have the words taken out of the Bible, I suggest that you change before you're cast into outer darkness, where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Don't let that happen to you. Read the Bible and do what it says. And you were no worse of a sinner than I was prior to me doing the same thing, bowing the knee in submission, receiving Jesus Christ. Don't be deceived by the enemy. Now, we're looking here today. We're in Acts chapter 2. Let's pick it up again in verse 23 and 24. I'm sorry if I'm sounded a little upset. I think it's upsetting to me to see the Bible banned in the United States. How about you? Or do you scoff at that and say, no, that would never happen here. They couldn't do that. Think about that. That's crossing that line for me. How about you? I refuse to stand still and watch the Bible outlawed, banned, or collected and done away with, or changed by the government. I refuse. You can't have mine. Over my dead body, are you getting my Bible? You will not change it, and you can't have mine. I suggest, again, you read it and you do what it says. My Bible says the Lord Jesus is coming again in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on all those that know not God or that obey the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 23 and 24. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Okay. This was foreordained from before the foundations of the world. You also can read in the book of Revelation, it says the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. This was not God's reaction to what had happened. This was God's plan all along. All along he knew this was going to happen. The Son of God was born to die. He knew all along that this was going to happen. As the Lord said to the serpent in the garden, way back in the first book of the Bible, chapter 3, verse 14, the Lord God said to the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. You, or it, shall bruise thy head. He shall bruise your head, and you will bruise his heel. Speaking, well, that's what's known as the proto-evangelium. That means the first gospel message of the good news coming, of someone that's going to come one of these days, and he's going to put the hurt on the devil. He's going to crush his head. And God gave the prophecy that the devil was going to bruise his heel. This was already spoken of back then. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ is the determined purpose of God all along. God's the one that's orchestrated all this. God is the one that was behind the scenes orchestrating the Jews to shout out, "Crucify him, crucify him." God is the one that had Pontius Pilate wash his hands of it and say, "I'm done with this. You go ahead and do with him as you will." He was the one. God orchestrated these things. This was God's plan all along. This didn't take God by surprise. This was all part of the determinate counsel of God. So the Bible says here that Jesus was delivered by the determined purpose or the determinate counsel of God. And number two, Jesus was delivered by the foreknowledge, one of my favorite Greek words, the word prognosis. Pro in front of any word means to go before, like proceed. Here we have prognosis. Reminds us of that funny English word, right? Which we so foolishly try to use, you know. Whether you're a weatherman or whether you're a doctor, what's your prognosis? Weatherman or forecast, right, is another one. What's your prognosis? You ask doctors, my prognosis is, what is man's prognosis? Man's got no prognosis. God is the only one that has a prognosis, and that is to speak it before it happens, to have knowledge before, prognosis. God knows these things before they happen. The only prognosis man has is death and taxes. And even your prognosis of death might not ring true if you're lucky. This is one of the things you ask my church, they'll tell you. This is the number one thing on my bucket list. You know what it is? Not dying. Because there's a generation that's going to be alive, as it says in John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. All those who live and believe in me shall never die. What's your prognosis, Lord? I want to be part of this group. Those who live and never die. There's a blessed one generation. Out of all the generations and ages we've seen and have gone through here in this world, there's one generation that's going to be alive when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back that will never die. And I say to that, count me into that, Lord. It will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The last trump. Behold, I show you a mystery. Oh, to be part of that generation, you could be. Question is your name written in the book of life? Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ yet as your Savior? We're at a time. We're going to have to pick it up right here. I think we'll go back and have one more program here, and then we're going to look at this fullness of the Gentiles the rest of this week. So I thank you for joining us here today. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.